The following shiur has been presented by Rav Herschel Fireworker, Shailo Meshev B'Yeshiva Gedoyla of Carteret, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rav Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph brings the halacha, kol ha-shofar is ksherim. A shofar from any type of animal is kosher to be used for the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Chutz mishal para, except for a shofar which comes from a para, from a cow, or from an ox, that type of a shofar may not be used for the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara brings that Ula explains, why is the shofar of a para different from all types of shofaros? Because of the rule of ein kateger nasa saneger. A kateger, a prosecutor, cannot become a saneger, a defense attorney. And therefore, since Klal Yisrael was over the aveira of the chet ha'egel with an egel, a calf, which is from the type of an animal as of a para, therefore we cannot use a shofar of a para, which is a kateger, in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is coming to be a Saneger. How do we know this rule of En Kateger Nasa Saneger? So the Gemara brings that Rav Chisda said that we know it from the halacha that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be Makdir the Keteris and to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does not wear all of his 8 begadim. The Kohen Gadol only wears the 4 Bigdei Lavan, the 4 white begadim, but the additional 4 begadim, which the Kohen Gadol usually wears, which have gold on them, those begadim, the Bigdei Zahav, are not worn by the Kohen Gadol when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippur. Rav Chisda explains that the reason behind that is because of this rule of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. A prosecutor can't become the defense attorney. So therefore, since Klal Yisrael was over the Aveir of the Chet HaEgel with Zahav, with gold, a Kohen Gadol may not wear the begadim of Zahav, these begadim which have gold on them, he can't wear them on Yom Kippur when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara asks, what's the comparison between Rav Chisda's case of the Kohen Gadol entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim with Big Day Zahav to our Mishnah's case of using a shofar of a parah for mitzvah tkiyas shofar? We find that this halacha that a Kohen Gadol may not wear the Big Day Zahav applies only when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he goes bifnim, inside, to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that's when we say that a Kohen Gadol may not wear his Big Day Zahav. That's when we say Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. The mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar is something which is performed bachutz, outside, all over the world. Wherever Yidden are being Mekayim mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar, that's where mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar is being performed. It's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why is it that we say that Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? L'chaira, it would be more sensible to compare a case of Tkiyas Shofar, which is being done all over the world, Bachutz, to a case of a Kohen Gadol wearing the Big Day Zahav when he is Bachutz. A Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Zahav when he's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He only doesn't wear the Big Day Zahav when he's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Tkiyas Shofar should be like the Kohen Gadol wearing his Big Day Zahav Bachutz. And just like a Kohen Gadol can wear his Big Day Zahav Bachutz, so too, Tkiyas Shofar should be able to be performed with a para, although if it would be Bifnim, we would say Enkategen Asa Saneger, but that rule is limited to Bifnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And over here, we're talking about Bachutz, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it shouldn't apply, this reason of Enkategen Asa Saneger should not apply to the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. Emphat the Gemara, that Shofar, kivon de lezikarein hu, kibifnim dami. Since Shofar is being used as a Zikaron, Shofar is being used as a Zikaron for Klal Yisrael, it's mentioning Klal Yisrael in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore, that has the status of being Bifnim, being inside. It's as if it were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because it's accomplishing the purpose of Lizikaron. The Ritva over here explains that the Lizikaron, which we're referring to, is that the Shofar is Machnis the Tfilos of Klal Yisrael Lifnai Lifnim. The shofar has, when we're making the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, that has the power of bringing in the tefillos of Klal Yisrael, Lifnayu Lifnim, in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, since the shofar is accomplishing that purpose of bringing the tefillos Lifnai Lifnim, in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it has the status of something like it's Bifnim. And it's like it would be the inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, the rule of Ein Kategor and Asa Seneger does apply to the mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar, and we may not use the Shofar of a Parah in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar. This Ritva's explanation of Lizikaron, that the fact that Shofar brings the Tfilas of Klai Yisrael in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, fits very well with a Gemara earlier on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph says that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Imru Lefane Malchi Ezechoynes V'Shoifres, say in front of me on Rosh Hashanah the Psukim and the Brachas of Malchi Ezechoynes and Shoifres in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which we say. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, say those three things in front of me for the following three purposes. Malchiyas Kadeshatam Lichuni Aleichem, say the Psukim and the Brachas of Malchiyas in order to be Mamlech me, to make me into your king. Zechroinis Kadeshayal Zechonechem Lefani Latoiva, say Zechroinis because it's a Yom Hadin, it's a Yom HaZikaron on Rosh Hashanah, and in order that our Zikaron, the Zikaron of Klal Yisrael, should be Oyla Latoiva in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we should say the Psukim and the Brachas of Zechroinis. And Bema, the Gemara finishes off, with what? B'Shoifer, with a Shoifer. Now, what does this mean, bima b'shoifer? With what? With a shoifer. The Ritva Vazir, on that Tazayinim and Aleph, brings a Tosefta. The Tosefta says that shoifer is shetalet chilos cholofonav b'tshua. That shoifer is, the shoifer, the tkiyas shoifer, and the brachis, and the psukim of shoifers, are there in order that the tefillah of Klal Yisrael, which we're being mispala on Rosh Hashanah, should be oile lefonav b'tshua. There's a maila in the tefillah being oile lefonav b'tshua, and the shofaris has the power of accomplishing that. The shofaris have the power of accomplishing that the tefillah should be oyla lefonav b'tshua. In other words, shofaris accomplishes helping Klal Yisrael's tefillahs be brought in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the proper way. So we see from this Gemara and the Ritva and the Tazayin Amud Aleph that shofaris is something which accomplishes bringing Klal Yisrael's tefillahs in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam properly, which fits with what the Ritva explains over here on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph, that the Zikaron of Shofar is that it's bringing the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam lifnayu lifnim. And therefore we do say Ein Kategor Nasa Seneger on this mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, which accomplishes bringing Klal Yisrael's tefillahs lifnayu lifnim. It has the status like being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Ritva finishes off that Talis Mitzuyata Shehumuz Heves Mutter Lilbaish B'Yom HaKippurim. For an individual, a person to wear a talis that's adorned with gold is mutter on Yom Kippur. It's mutter for a person to wear a talis adorned with gold on Yom Kippur because the Havadai Kelechutztami, because that's outside. It's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And our sugya is clear that the rule of Ein Kategor Nasa Seneger is limited to Bifnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or to something which has the status of Bifnim, which is as if it's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like Tkiyas Shofar. But for each individual to wear a talis which is adorned with gold, that's not a problem. It's not a problem for someone to wear on Yom Kippur a talis which has golden decorations or golden adornments on it, because that's Bachutz, and the rule of Ein Kategor Nasa Seneger is only Bifnim and not Bachutz. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Yud brings from the Sefer Tevas Goyma, which is a Sefer written by the Prima Gadim on Chumash, that he brings in Parashas Acharei that there's a minig not to wear the Gadim which have gold on them. There's a minig not to wear any clothes which are adorned with Zahav or decorated with Zahav. And the Prima Gadim over there brings that the reason for this minig is because of Ein Kategor Nasa Seneger. Since Ein Kategor Nasa Seneger, we don't want to bring any prosecutions on Yom Kippur, so there's a minig not to wear begodim which are adorned with gold. This minig would seem very difficult to understand based on our sugya. In our sugya, it's clear that the Kohen Gadol himself wore begodim which have gold on them on Yom Kippur, so long as he was bachutz. If he was outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he was doing that avodah outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol himself wore begodim which had gold on them. How could there be a minig to be more machmir on an individual more than the Kohen Gadol himself? The Kohen Gadol himself only did not wear his begadim of Zohar when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Should we say that an individual on Yom Kippur is more chomer than the Kohen Gadol? An individual, when we're davening our tefillahs bachutz in our shuls, we should be more chomer than the Kohen Gadol who did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What's pshat in this minhag? So the truth is that this chiluk that the Gemara is making, this differentiation between Bifnim and Bachutz, teaches us a very important thing about the rule of Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega. From the fact that the Gemara is differentiating between the avodah that the Kohen Gadol does in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where we do say Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega and he cannot wear his big day zav, and between the avodah that the Kohen Gadol does outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where we do not say Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega and he can wear his big day zav, we see that the rule of Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega is not a blanket rule. The rule of Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega is case sensitive. It depends on each case whether we'll say that using something which can be a reminder of a prosecution on Klal Yisrael is a problem. When the Kohen Gadol is coming inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he's coming to accomplish something so sensitive as bringing about the Kapara of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur by the Avodah that he does inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then we'll say that any reminder of a Chet is bringing up and arousing a prosecution on Klal Yisrael which cannot be done. And it's Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega. We'll say we're trying to use the prosecution for a defense attorney, we can't do it. However, during the regular Avodah, on every day, or even the regular Avodah on Yom Kippur, which is done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, over there, we won't say it doesn't apply Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega. The Kohen may wear his big day zav. We see that Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega is not something which applies across the board. It's something which depends on the sensitivity of the Sanega. It depends on the sensitivity of what kind of a defense are we trying to accomplish. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, too sensitive, it's a problem. Outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's not as sensitive, and therefore we may use Big Day Zav, it's not a problem. This concept can be further illustrated by halacha which is brought in the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas brings a halacha, Koyein Shehoreg Es HaNefesh Lo Yisa Es Kapov. A Koyein who, Chas V'Shalom, killed somebody. A Koyein was a Reitzeach. That Kohen is not allowed to duchen. He's not allowed to be mevorich birchas Kohenim. He's not allowed to be noisiest kapov. Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph explains that the reason why a Kohen who was a Reitzeach cannot be mevorich birchas Kohenim, he cannot be noisiest kapov, is because of the rule of our sugya, Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar. We can't use the hands that were Reitzeach in order to be mevorich Klal Yisrael. Those hands are a prosecutor. Those hands are a kateger. They can't be used to be mevarich klal Yisrael. They can't be used for birchas kohenim. And that's why the halacha of the Gemara in Brachos is kohen shehoreg es hanefesh lo yisa es kapov. The achrayim ask on Tosfos that in our sugya it's mevur, as we just learned, that the whole rule of ein kateger nasa saneger applies only bifnim, only inside the kodesh hakadoshim or tzidkiyat shofar, which has the status of bifnim, it has the status of being inside. But a Kohen who is being Mevarich Birchas Kohenim, he's not Bifnim. Every Kohen who is Mevarich Birchas Kohenim is outside, he's Bachutz. So over there, the rule of Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega does not apply. The Chidah in the Sefer Ein Zoicher Marechas Aleph Ois Ayin Tes addresses this question. And the Chidah says that there's a difference between the Kateger of a Kohen who's a Reitzeach and between the Kateger of Zohav in the Big Day Kohen Gadol, or the Kateger of the Shofar of a Parah. The difference is that the shofar of a parah or the zav in the begadim of the Kohen Gadol are a reminder of a kateger, a reminder of a prosecution on Klal Yisrael, because it's the same type of object which Klal Yisrael used to make the chet ha'egel. Whereas a kohen who was a reitzeach, those hands themselves are the kateger. The hands of the kohen that were reitzeach, that is the kateger. It's not a reminder. It's not the same type of object that was used for the avera. Those hands themselves are the prosecution. Those hands themselves are the kateger. That's a much more serious kateger. The hands that were used for a tzicha is a much more serious kateger than the type of object which was at one point in time used in the chet ha'egel. Therefore, says the Chidah, although the sugya in Rosh Hashanah which we're learning teaches us that there's a difference between bifnim and bachutz, and we only say Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but not Bachutz, not outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's only by a lower level of Kateger, such as the Zav of Big Day Kohen Gadol, or the Shofar of a Parah. But the hands of a Kayin who they themselves were Ritzeach, those hands themselves were Ritzeach, that's a much more serious kateger, it's much more chomer. And that's something which will say, even Bachutz, even outside, even when a Kayin is Mevarech Birchus Kayinim outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, outside the Beis HaMikdash at all, will say, Ein kateger nasa saneger, that Kayin cannot use those hands, which they themselves are the serious kateger of being a Ritzeach, those hands cannot be used to be Mevarech Klal Yisrael. From here we see again this concept that Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger is case sensitive. It depends. It depends on what, over here we see it depends on what type of Kateger it is. We see it depends if this Kateger is something which is a serious Kateger of being the prosecutor itself, or is it something which is simply a reminder of a prosecution on Klal Yisrael. If it's a reminder of prosecution on Klal Yisrael, that is limited to Bifnim. Then we say Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But if it's something which in itself is the kateger, we'll say that even bachutz, and therefore kayin shaharagas nefesh lo yises kapav, he can't duchen at all, he can't be mevarich b'chus kayinim, even bachutz. So we see again that ein kateger nasa saneger is case sensitive. From our sugya we see that there's a difference in what type of saneger is trying to be accomplished. Is it bifnim, the kapara and the kodesh hakadoshim, or is it bachutz, the regular avoida? Or, and from the Gemara in from the Taisus and Yevamos' explanation of the Gemara in Brachis, we see that also the Kateger, it's dependent on what type of Kateger it is. It's case sensitive. It depends on what type of Kateger is it. Is it the serious level of Kateger? Then we'll apply it even Bachutz. Is it a less serious level of Kateger? Then we'll say it's limited to Bifnim. We'll say it's limited to inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Based on this, we can have an understanding in the minig which is brought by the Magen Avraham and the Prima Godin not to wear golden begodim, not to wear begodim that are adorned with gold on Yom Kippur. Because although the halacha, the Iker HaDin of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, which is a din d'oraisa, as we see in our sugya, the halacha that a Kohen Gadol doesn't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with his big dezav is a din d'oraisa, and the halacha that we don't use the shofar of a parah is a din d'oraisa. Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger is a din d'oraisa. And may Iker Hadin, that's something which is limited to Bifnim. Kohen Gadol can only not wear the big day Zav when he goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And like the Ritva says in our Sugya, may Iker Hadin, and each individual may wear a Beged which has gold on it on Yom Kippur. However, Bizman HaZeh, that Bavay Nisena, we don't have the Kapara of the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol accomplishes a Kapara for all of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. The kapara of Klal Yisrael nowadays on Yom Kippur is dependent on the tefillas and the tshuva of each individual. So therefore it can be said that they developed a minig to be careful not to wear the golden begodim, not to wear begodim that have gold on it, even when each individual davens his tefillas on Yom Kippur. Because that sensitive accomplishment of the kapara of Klal Yisrael, the Yom Kippur kapara of Klal Yisrael, which was when we had the Beis HaMikdash accomplished by the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is accomplished now in a similar type of a way by each individual with his tefillas and with his tshuva. So therefore it can be said that they developed a minig to bring out the sensitivity, to bring out this sensitivity which is being accomplished by our tefillas and our tshuva of each individual by not wearing clothes that have golden adornments on them on Yom Kippur. The Matei Ephraim in Simen Tafresh Yud brings the minig that even nowadays bachutz, there's a minig not to wear the begodim that have gold on them on Yom Kippur. And the way that he brings this minig is that we wear a kittel on Yom Kippur, a white beged, which as he explains in the Elef Lamathis of Katan Zayin is coming to remind, to signify kashela galbinu, that our chatoyim, our averis, are going to be whitened like shelig. So we wear a kittel to signify that. And he brings that there's a minig also that there are nashim that wear levonim. They wear white begodim b'yoyim hakodesh hazeh on this day of Yom Kippur. And the minig is ein ma'atrim oisim b'zahavim. We don't decorate and we don't adorn those special white begodim which come to signify the kapara of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. We don't adorn that with gold. Because of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, he brings this Tevas Goyme that the Magen Avraham brings. The Paiskim explain, the contemporary Paiskim and the Tshuva Svarim explain, and the Chalice of Tshuva's B'Tzeilach Chachma, Chelek Vav, Simen Gimel, and the Shailas the Chuvas Kinyan Toya Balacha Chelak Vav Simin Lamed Vav, and the Shailas the Chuvas Rebbe Vaisafayim Chelak Vav Simin Shinchav Gimel, they all explain that we see from the way the Matei Ephraim brings this minhag that the minhag is limited to adorning the special white begodim which are worn to signify the kapara of Klal Yisrael, adorning those begodim with gold. That's where the minhag is, not to wear gold on Yom Kippur. However, they all say, in order, if a person would like to wear, for instance, a gold watch on Yom Kippur, which is not adorning his kittel, and it's not adorning the special white begodim which signify the kapara of Yom Kippur, to do that would not be a problem, because that is comparable to a Kohen Gadol wearing big days of Bachutz. That's not something which is coming specifically to signify the special kapara of Yom Kippur. And therefore the minig not to wear gold on Yom Kippur would be limited to wearing gold which adorns and decorates the special white begodim which are signifying the kapara of Yom Kippur. However, to wear gold on Yom Kippur which is not decorating and adorning those special white begodim, that's something which would be mutter and which there wouldn't even be a minig not to do on Yom Kippur. Unless somebody's in a place where it's known that they have such a minig not to wear a gold watch on Yom Kippur, or his family has such a minig not to wear a gold watch on Yom Kippur. But if a person is in a place where there's no known minig not to wear a gold watch on Yom Kippur, and he doesn't have a family minig not to wear a gold watch on Yom Kippur, so then, as far as the minig of which is based on Enka Teger Nasa Saneger, there would be no problem for a person to wear a gold watch on Yom Kippur. However, the Betzel HaChochma, and so is Mashman the Lashon of Rebbe Vaisafraim also, do say that if a person only wears a gold watch on festive occasions, such as Shabbos and Yom Tov and Bayachasana, so then it is appropriate for such a person to refrain from wearing that gold watch on Yom Kippur, not because of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, but because of the Emes Adin, because of the fear that we're required to internalize on this day because it's a Yom Hadin. Because of that, it is appropriate, they say, to refrain from wearing a gold watch if a person wears that gold watch only on festive occasions. But one who wears a gold watch regularly, not only on festive occasions, and he's in a place where there's no known minig to refrain from wearing a gold watch on Yom Kippur, so then it would be mutter to wear a gold watch on Yom Kippur, and there wouldn't even be a minig to refrain from wearing a gold watch on Yom Kippur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.